At Ben and Kelly Show, you can get a hold of us on social media. Got this DM from Jennifer.
Yeah, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, what do you know about cruise ships?
Nothing. My go on.
Yeah, I know nothing either. I've never been on one. My husband and I are scheduled to go on our first one in a couple of months. We're both excited, but as I was telling a coworker of mine who's single, she tells me to watch out because cruise ships are cheating hotspots.
What?
Then proceeds to tell me how she loves cruises, but on every cruise she's been on, she's hooked up with a guy, and about half of them were married.
Oh.
She actually said she'd never go on a cruise with a partner, so now I'm freaking out.
Oh.
I trust my husband, but I'm now worried about what may happen once we mix booze in open waters.
Oh.
So have either of you heard about this, or can you ask your listeners about cruise ships? Do people really go on a cruise to cheat? Thank you. Love your show.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to turn this to someone who actually knows about cruise ships.
I'm confused because it's a confined space. Isn't that a big risk that you're going to get caught, especially if you're on the cruise with your partner that you're cheating on? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I'm so confused. How do you, like, logistically pull that off?
Well, when there's a will, there's a way, I guess.
Okay. I've never heard of that. Never. The only thing I'd ever heard about is, like, you know, just a bunch of people getting sick
on cruise ships.
Yes.
Right. Like, right. Because if something goes around, there's nowhere for
exactly.
it to escape.
It's stuck on the boat. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
This is a new one.
This is one where I think you're going to have to just trust each other, right? I think how bad could it be?
Yes, I feel like if you are confident in your relationship that that's never going to be a problem for you guys, then enjoy the cruise. A lot of people love cruises.
Yeah.
Lots to offer. Some of these boats are amazing with how big they are and the things that they have on them. It's just like, yeah, just have a great time. I wouldn't worry about things that I don't think are going to affect you if that's not a concern.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
now.
If you're not worried about your partner cheating on you outside of a cruise, I don't know how worried you should be on the cruise, you know?
I mean, what difference would that be going to, like, a resort?
A resort or a hotel or
vacation.
Something.
If yeah. you're worried that he's going to cheat there, like right. in a vacation setting,
all right.
then well, yeah, you've got bigger problems.
So I tell you what, if you've got experience on cruises or can answer it better than Kelly and I, because we've neither one of us have ever been on a cruise, so we don't know. We don't know if there's magic once you set foot on a cruise ship that
it does something to you.
Yeah, it does something to you, and you're like, oh my gosh, my pants fell off. And
Kelly from Crescent Hill says, is there an Andrew the Love Boat doctor out there listening? Then Brad the Love Physician says, Brad the Love Cruise expert here. Take the cruise, and if he cheats, you'll be in international waters, so you can just toss him over. Not that, Brad, that's not, we can't do that. That's right. Not what we can do.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your cruise ship story on the way on 99.7DJX. So we got an interesting DM from a listener asking about cruise ships. And to be quite fair, Kelly and I don't know much about cruise ships. We've never been on a cruise ship, but she...
Nope, I can't tell you anything about it.
...had a coworker that was like, yeah, cruise ships are great if you want to cheat.
And we were all like, what? There's like yeah. cheating culture on cruise ships?
Yeah, apparently this coworker loves going on cruise ships and hooks up with someone every single time, and about half of them are married. So... Now,
oh,
it's got Jennifer freaking out about this cruise ship that she's going on with her husband. Going, wait, should I avoid these at all costs? Megan actually texted us and was like, hey, I worked on a cruise ship. Never heard of married men who's on a cruise ship with their spouses cheating. Tell her I wouldn't worry about it because she'll be there with him.
Exactly. You're doing everything together. You're on a vacation with your spouse.
And
right?
Jen said, well, look, if we've learned anything from the Titanic, didn't Rose cheat on her fiance with Jack? Oh, gosh.
She did.
Oh, gosh.
She said avoid third class hotties.
Avoid those third class hotties. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. Not in steerage.
No,
they
no.
went from steerage.
They did. Draw me like one of your French girls, Jen.
Stay out of the cars and steering. Stay me cars.
Got another message from a listener who will remain anonymous. I hooked up with the cruise director on one of my cruises many years ago. He took me to the area for stuff only in the front of the cruise ship.
For like staff. For staff only.
Like Jack and Rose from the Titanic.
Oh, my gosh.
King of the world.
O-M-G.
Wow. Wow. Got another message from a listener. The cruise juggler entertainment guy wanted to hook up with me. He took me to his room downstairs. OMG, I can't believe I'm telling you this.
We love that you are, though. We really appreciate it. Oh, got another text. I worked in entertainment on a cruise line for years. There's more cheating and hooking up amongst crew members than the passengers, probably.
Oh, okay, got it.
But I have heard many stories of swingers on ships.
Oh, okay.
Couples trading spouses and whatnot.
Is that like the whole pineapple thing?
Yeah.
Do you put...
But if you... Well, like an upside down pineapple? Is that
what
it is?
What have you heard, Kelly?
Well, I don't know. That's what I thought. Well,
what's outside your house?
Nothing. I don't have any fruit on the porch. Okay? But we did learn about this once because pineapples were like a cute thing on beach bags. We had a pineapple beach bag. We had a pineapple beach blanket. My husband had pineapples on his shorts.
Yeah, well.
And then
he was sending
we
learned a
message. About that when we were going on vacation. I was like, ow, are we sending a message that we shouldn't be sending?
He is sending a message.
The pineapples are
sending
cute.
A message. Yeah, most people are going, hey, look, if you trust your spouse, don't worry about it. Enjoy the cruise ship.
Yes.
But wow, you know, I mean, getting on that cruise ship, boarding, looking at the different.
I'd be more worried about a boys trip. I'd throw my husband to the pirates if he even thought about it. Follow me for more marriage tips.
Yes, and I guess you are in international waters. So what happens on the cruise ship stays on the cruise ship. I think that's what got everybody in trouble. Don't do it, Rose! Don't do it, Rose! Stay away from listen, there's room on the door. You can get on the door, Jack. Save yourself.
I mean, it kind of was worth it, though, because her fiance was a jerk. But still, don't do it.
Paint me like one of your French maids. All right. So I think we are all just saying, hey, have fun on the cruise. That's what we're saying.
Tell us about it. That sounds fun.
just have fun on the cruise. Tell us about it. It'll be great. All right. There you go. That's, I don't even know what we're doing. But
I kind of want to go now.
I know. I want to go on a cruise. I just want to see.
I want to post up at the bar with a frothy drink and just watch.
Hey, come here often. All right. There you go. That is diving into the DMs. Keep us posted. Have fun.